Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Infinite Vibrations. We are very delighted to share an episode with licensed clinical social worker, coach, and certified hypnotherapist, Ms. Gina Golden. Ms. Golden, Ms. Golden's global mission is to empower mindful, creative, and holistic women entrepreneurs and others who want to release the subconscious barriers that hold them back from succeeding in life and business. Her coaching program aims to eliminate the inner critic and embrace the inner coach for success. Today, she will share an example of how she manifested a substantial amount of money twice within a 3-month period. We are so delighted and excited to have Ms. Golden with us today. Ms. Golden, are you on the line? I seem to can't get to Ms. Golden. Are you there, Ms. Golden?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. I apologize, everyone, for my technical difficulty. So I just want to go ahead and get right into the interview. Ms. Golden, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited that I'm here with you today. So thank you, Tashi.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so I didn't hear your introduction of me, so I'm just going to introduce myself again. My name is Gina Golden, and I'm the mother of 2 beautiful children, 2 teenagers, a boy and a girl. Mm-hmm. And they're smart and funny and creative, and they love music, and they're really great and kind kids. I've been married for 18 years to my soulmate, and he's my friend. And I run a program for people with developmental and intellectual disabilities. And I also have a private practice where I provide therapy to individuals and families who struggle with grief and depression, anxiety, stress, you know, family issues, insomnia, you name it. So anyone has some kind of, you know, emotional struggle, you know, I work with them to help them heal. And I'm also a coach for entrepreneurs. And it's I call it the inner coach. I'm an inner coach for people who want to do some real transformational work for entrepreneurs in particular. And these are namely entrepreneurs who are mindful, creative, and holistic entrepreneurs who want to release the internal barriers that hold them back from success. So that's my main mission in working with entrepreneurs. And yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up.
Okay, awesome. So you mentioned that you do hypnotherapy?
I do. I use hypnotherapy as a tool in therapy. And so for those clients who actually want to experience hypnotherapy to get down to a deeper level to really help them discover and uncover some of the deep-seated issues, I will use hypnotherapy at their, you know, I ask them, and if they want to do it, we'll delve into that.
Okay. So tell me this, because some people feel a little uneasy about being hypnotized in the sense of not being in control of their person or their consciousness. Will you please give us a brief description of what a session is like?
Yes. So basically, the sessions, let me first say that the clients always say, oh, that wasn't that bad, or, you know, their expectations are very different than what they actually experience. So so a typical session is I would meet with someone, and we would first just establish what it is that they want. You know, what are their goals? What do they what goals do they want to reach, or what part of their life they want to transform? And that's just basically a conversation. And then I will I will educate them about what hypnosis is. I'll find out from them first, have they ever had any experiences with hypnosis, whether personally or what they may have seen on TV or what a friend may have told them. And then I really explain what hypnosis is. And then I go into debunking any myths. Because there's a lot of myths, and a number one myth that people say is, oh, I don't want to be made a fool out of myself. I don't want to quack like a duck or something like that. Another myth is that they don't want to get stuck in hypnosis, or they believe that they can get stuck there. Yeah, a lot of people think they can get stuck, and I assure them, no, you can't get stuck. And you know, the key thing I tell them is that you're always in control, always in control. And so you can stop a session, you can open your eyes, you can get up and walk away, you can do whatever you want. It's just that you're in a very deeply, deeply relaxed state that you don't really want to do that, but you could. And so I let my clients know that they're always in control and that I do not have control over their mind, which is another big myth that they have. And so then after we go through all of those, once they're comfortable and they're comfortable with me and my explanation, and then I will go into an induction. And so basically that is me just helping them to get into a hypnotic relaxation. And the closest thing it is to, it's pretty similar to like a guided meditation, where you will hear my voice and I'm just helping you to breathe deeply and to relax your body. And then I will go into the actual hypnosis, which is just me talking and making positive therapeutic suggestions to your subconscious. And all of that is done from our pre-conversation. And so I kind of get the approval of you about what are some of the things you want me to talk to your subconscious mind about. So I never say anything that you're not comfortable with as a client. So, and then after that, I bring them slowly out of it and I remind them that they will remember everything that took place. And usually they just feel so refreshed and they never want to get up. They never want to get up. They just want to stay there and relax some more. But it's a very healing process. And for some people, you know, they really like tap into some deep rooted issues that they never really faced before. So that's it in a nutshell.
I like it. Well, I think I need to make an appointment. I would love to experience it. And so we'll talk more about that offline. How about that?
Okay.
So once when you and I were talking, you mentioned to me that in terms of your coaching, you don't like suggesting certain tasks for your clients to do unless you've actually tried the different exercises yourself. And you then went on to share how you were able to manifest $50,000 twice in a 3-month time period. And I just found that to just be phenomenal. And I would love for you to share that with everyone. And as you go on, there's certain key things I want to, I may pull out, but yes, please share that story. You guys are in for a treat.
So let me just say that manifesting is something that we all have the power to do, and that I'm not special and I don't hold any special powers, that we all have this ability. And so as a hypnotherapist, I'm just a little more keenly aware of how you use your mind to really attract the things you want in life. And so manifesting is all about the law of attraction. That's essentially what it is. And it's about creating a vibrational match between what you desire and what actually shows up. And so I'll tell you that basically, in order to manifest anything, right, you have to align your vibration. So what do I mean by that? If you are vibrating at a thousandaire level and you're saying, I'm a thousandaire, all I have is $1,000, or that's the most money you've ever had, then and you feel a certain way about being a thousandaire, then to then want and try to vibrate a millionaire status may be challenging for you, especially if you have a certain thought process as it relates to being a millionaire. So for instance, if you say to your friends, oh, I want to hit the lottery or I want to be a millionaire, but yet whenever you see someone that pulls up next to you in a Rolls Royce or a Mercedes Benz, you kind of snub your nose and say, oh, this person thinks they're better than me, or oh, this rich person cut me off, how dare they, they're so snobbish, or I don't like rich people, or you know, they steal from us, or they take from the poor, or they're selfish and greedy. If you're having those thoughts about a millionaire, then your vibration is not matching your desire. So you cannot have those thoughts and then turn around and try to manifest that money in your life. And so for me, right, so I had to work on the matching of the vibration. Okay. And so I took a long time to get my mind to a point where I kind of got rid of those negative thoughts about people with money, about myself with money. What does it mean if I had money? Or how would I feel if I showed up in a fancy car seeing my clients? Would they judge me? And how would I feel about myself? So you have to kind of weed through that in order for your vibration to be a match with what you want. Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I tested it out, because I call myself a manifester only because, like I said, we all have that ability, and I just wanted to try it out with a larger sum of money. And I had my initial fears, of course, but I set out to do it and I did it. And so one of the things I did was, one, I made sure my vibrational match matched what I wanted, and I wanted $50,000. I also had to define a very specific date in which I wanted that $50,000 to show up. And for me, I decided that I wanted 3 months from that time. I chose 3 months because I felt that I needed to still really work on myself in that 3 month period. I really wanted to hone in into my desires and really feel it and experience it in my body. And so for me, I just felt 3 months was appropriate. 2 weeks could be appropriate for other people. 1 year can be appropriate for still others. And 5 years can be appropriate. But I did 3 months. I wanted to see if this thing called law of attraction and manifesting really worked. And so that was the first thing. I decided that I wanted 50,000. And for you, it could be 5,000. It could be 500. It does not have to be 50. So I decided 50,000. I wrote it out and I affirmed what it is that I wanted and what exact date that I wanted it to show up. I did not say in 3 months. I specifically said December 31st, 2000. I think that was in 2010. It was either 2010 or 11. Okay. So I put the very, very specific date. And then I said on my affirmation that I wrote out, I said, what I will give the universe in return of this. And that's a step that most people don't do. And so what I did was I said, in exchange, or once I receive my 50,000, I will then give my customers, you know, the best service that I could possibly give, or I would be my highest and best self, you know, to my community. Whatever you want to give back, you should give back something. Okay.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then also, so I placed it on a nice brightly colored piece of paper, and I put it in a place that I could see as soon as I opened my eyes in the morning. So I didn't have to get up and walk to it. I just put it in the odd, it could be anywhere. It could hang from your ceiling fan. It can be on your lamppost. It can be anywhere that you can see in the dark when you open your eyes. And I used the brightly, orange paper, and I wrote it out in big, bold letters with a dark marker. And I read it every single day. And I laid in the bed saying it to myself with emotion and feeling attached to it. And I read it as if I was an actress, just getting into that role. And I just said it with exuberance and excitement internally, because I couldn't wake up my husband. So I just did it internally. And and that's key, because when you add your emotion and your feeling to it, then that changes your vibrational level. And so your vibration is now sending out the vibration to the universe as this is a joyous human being, and she's open and receptive to receiving this. And so everything starts to align for you. And so so that's what you do. And then what else did I do? And so then in the affirmation, I always gave honor and appreciation and gratitude to my creator. And for your listeners, that could be God, that could be Allah, Jah, Buddha, Yahweh. It doesn't matter. It could be love. Right. It could be humanity, universe, right, divine spirit. But you want to be grateful to that force, that energy that is providing this for you. And so everything must be done in present tense, as if you already have it. So you want to avoid words like "when I get the money" or "I will do it," because the word "will" is a futuristic word, right? It's a future tense word. And so, yeah, you're the the English person, right? The education person.
No, but I know, like when you say "will," you're always saying that it's gonna come. That's not here. So I get what you're saying. When something will happen, it hasn't happened yet. So
absolutely. Absolutely. So everything in present tense. And so you just say it every day. You don't have to, say it 4 or 5 times a day. I literally just said it once a day. I said it with gratitude. I said it with feelings and emotions attached to it. I gave a specific date. And I just, changed my vibrational level to feel as if I'm already a person with the 50,000. And so how does that feel? How does it feel to you to know you have $50,000 in your pocket? And so you try to get in alignment with that. Am I going to be giddy? Am I going to be laughing? Am I going to, whatever you think you'll be that while you affirm it every single day. And so, but that's pretty much it.
Okay. And so you were able to manifest it within the 3-month period twice, you had mentioned to me?
Yes. So let me just first say, this is another key ingredient. Be very specific in your affirmation. Yes. And I think I mentioned that to you before, that the universe loves to say yes to us, absolutely loves to bring us the gifts that we request, but we have to be specific about what it is that we want. And so I did say $50,000, but I never said how and in what form I wanted the $50,000. And so looking back, I should have said it very differently. I just said $50,000. So I would urge your audience to say, I want $50,000 in cash. I want $50,000 to show up in my bank account. I want $50,000 to show up at my doorstep in a nice, pretty box with a red bow. Be very specific. I wasn't. And so the universe supplied me with $50,000, but not in the way that I thought it should come. And the way the universe showed me my gift was to pay off a debt for $50,000. And so that debt was wiped clean. And that's a whole nother story. But that was just a second mortgage that I owed. And the company offered me a settlement with, I mean, almost a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of the amount. So it was like $53,000, and I paid just, I think, $5,000, and the other monies was wiped clean. So that was more like an in-kind. Yeah, it was. So anytime you have a debt for $50,000 and then you no longer have a debt for $50,000, then essentially you were given $50,000.
You were, absolutely. And then the second one that you received?
So the second one came about from I received a client in one of my businesses, and I had a contract with the government, and the government offered me $50,400 to take care of that person for the year. And so, yeah, so it showed up in that form, and I was like, wow. So both of these $50,000 in-kind payments occurred within the 3 months that I had set up for myself. And it was
that
just amazing.
Awesome to me. Thank you so much for sharing that experience. I just think it's phenomenal, because really you asked for 50 and you got double that. And I know some people
That's
may
right.
think, well, it's a pocket, but it did affect your pocket, because you didn't have to pay that debt anymore. So you got it from the $50,000 from erasing that debt, and then that client that came to you. I just think that is so awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Wow.
No problem.
Yeah, I want you to, if you can briefly tell us who your target market is in terms of clients regarding your hypnotherapy and coaching practice. Like, to whom does your expertise benefit the most? If you can briefly tell us, give us a idea of who should come to you.
Okay, so I see individuals, adolescent on up, pretty much, up to seniors. I work with people that are, have grief issues. Now, well, if you talk about just hypnotherapy, I have some clients who only want hypnosis, and those clients typically are people who want to stop smoking, people who want to sleep better if they have an insomnia, people who want to eliminate test-taking anxiety, people who want to perform better in sports or some other type of stage performance, people who are women who are pregnant and want to experience hypnosis through the use of self-hypnosis during childbirth. And then, of course, weight loss. Weight loss is my number one clientele. And so, yeah, that's just for people who want hypnosis only. And of course, I just see any other person who just want to have a therapeutic relationship to kind of process some of their issues. So, yeah.
Okay. And what about with the coaching? Who would be your client there?
Right. So the coaching is primarily for women entrepreneurs who are mindful, creative, and holistic. And these are typically people who are healers themselves. They may be energy healers, Reiki. They may be yoga practitioners or own their own yoga studios. They may be a smoothie shop, somebody who's interested in your health and wellness. People that make things with their hands, whether it's the waist beads or some other kind of healing kind of energy, stones or crystals. That's my focus target market. Of course, I will work with any entrepreneur, but those are the people that I feel get stuck the most, because they have so many gifts and talents that they share with their clients that oftentimes they put themselves last. And they need to kind of figure out, and I like to help them to figure out what it is that's blocking them from really taking their business to the next level, or really feeling abundant in whatever path they choose to take for themselves. So I love working with the mindful, holistic, and creative entrepreneur.
Okay. Awesome. Now, do you provide any lectures at all? Because people need to hear your story, or and just examples of excerpts from your life. I think this is so fascinating, and you guys only got just a tip of it in this 30-minute interview. But are you available for lectures or workshops and things of that sort?
Absolutely, absolutely. I would, I'm always available to talk to groups and small or large, it doesn't matter, where I can share the power of the subconscious mind and how you can use your mind to get in alignment with the law of attraction and transfiguration and how we bring things into our existence by what we think about and we draw those experiences to us. So, yeah, right now I speak with a nonprofit organization called Dress for Success. And I just teach them how to, really discover who they are on a deeper level, so they can connect with that and get the jobs that they want. So, absolutely.
Awesome.
Love to
Thank you
talk.
so much. Would you please share with our audience how they can contact you? All means of like the website, email, phone number, whatever, Facebook, please share.
Okay, great. So my website is www.innercoachhypnotherapy.com. And my Facebook account is www.facebook.com/innercoachATL. And my Periscope account is @innercoachGG, @innercoachGG. That's my Periscope. So I just kind of do these little short Periscope talks every now and again. I have two locations if for those that are interested in hypnotherapy or just psychotherapy. I'm off of Beaufort Highway in the Brookhaven Buckhead area at 2751 Beaufort Highway. And I'm also off of Cascade Road in Southwest Atlanta at 950 Dannonview, Suite 4201. So
Okay, nice.
that's
Now
me.
let me ask you this, Ms. Golden. For our global audience, or our national audience, I should say, those folks that are not in the Atlanta area, by any chance, can you do hypnotherapy over the phone? This is just me throwing this out. I have no idea. I don't know if you can do that or not. Is
Well,
that
in
something that
some
you can guide
instances,
someone through?
well, yeah, in some instances and in some locations, depending on where they are, I could do some Skype hypnotherapy.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for joining Infinite Vibrations. We have enjoyed our time with you. And please, everyone, I encourage you to contact Ms. Golden if you are looking to enhance your business, enhance your life. So, as always, I always like to plug our business, Infinite Healing. We are a holistic mobile spa. We bring the experience to you, to individuals, groups. We do corporate chair massage. We do spa parties, couples massages. You can visit us at www.infinitehealingllc.com. Again, that's www.infinitehealingllc.com. We're also on Facebook at a holistic mobile spa. And you can contact us directly at 404-425-4840. Again, that's 404-425-4840. And we'd be happy to talk to you about your upcoming event and or schedule your appointment for your next massage or Reiki session. Thank you again, Ms. Golden. Thank you to my audience. Look forward to talking to you guys again, and have a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.